Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good evening, good afternoon. Do you hear me? Me either. Already went up. Hello, hello. Hello. Okay. Hello, hello. Hello. As soon as the radio went on, the station. Skype stopped working. We're not hearing anything now.
You might be going out. Let me see. Just keep going.
Good evening, good afternoon. This is a test. Well, we'll start until he tells us that he doesn't hear us. Good evening, good afternoon, good morning, depending where you're at. This is Nilsa from Progress in Your World, and we are here in California trying to stay cool because it's now about 90 degrees outside. And I have here the most beautiful lady called Courtney Carter. She is the owner and founder of the Brazilian Dance Company. She has been trained in samba performance, including Northeastern Brazilian style, Afro-Brazilian education and performance, and other dances and dance styles. Courtney has excelled in performance and teaching skills. In 2006, Courtney graduated from UC Davis. She earned a graduate degree in 2010. She led choreography and performances at Supersonic. She enjoyed the privilege leading the samba school in major parades like the San Diego Mardi Gras in the Gas Lamp and the San Francisco Carnival. Her mission is to educate people about the history and the beauty of Brazilian culture through dance, music, and performance. She's currently teaching children, adults, and senior citizens basic steps in advanced level movement. She hopes to prepare them to participate in shows and competitions. Courtney hopes to establish a permanent cultural facility where all Brazilian dance forms can be taught. Her infectious love and knowledge of other cultures comes through in a strong way. Join us for this fascinating interview with a brilliant and motivational young woman. Courtney has a positive story. She struggled and came from a meager beginnings to become a leader. She is a great example of what we call accomplishment. Contact her by email, BrazilDanceCompany@gmail.com. She is a beacon of light to many. Your passion can be your light to freedom. Listen how she converted her passion to a profitable company. Come and get some of this motivational change in your world and get progress in your world. And here I am going to introduce Courtney Carter and let her introduce herself a little bit and see what she has to say.
Okay, thank you very much. I really appreciate the introduction. My name is Courtney Carter. I just started my own dance company after many years of dancing samba, and I fell in love with it in 2006, and ever since I've been learning, and I've been teaching, and I've been now having this desire to share the same joy and the feelings that I get when I dance samba with other people, and especially in my community.
Awesome. So what are you, how did you become the founder? How did you become the founder of this company?
Well, I've been dancing for quite a while, and my friend Joyce, she has been telling me for a very long time that I need to start my own thing. I need to start to just kind of teach and just run business the way that I want to. I have never lived in San Diego, and I've been commuting to San Diego for the past 9 years. I'm driving two nights a week, missing out on family things, and just missing out on so many things. And finally, I went to a Bible study session with her one day, and her pastor was talking about just doing what God has already told you to do. And so that very night, I actually resigned. I stepped down from my former dance group, and I decided that night that I was going to start my own because it was been something on my heart, and I just had to stop waiting around for the perfect moment. I just needed to do it.
You know, I understand that you went to school. You attended to in 2006. You attended to. You were going to UC Davis College.
Sure.
Now, that's a drastic change. From. Could you give me a little bit about how you came to this point from the past?
Sure. Actually, what led me to UC Davis, I've been kind of jumping all over the place. When I was a child, I wanted to become a veterinarian, and so that was the best place to go for it in California. So I went there, and it turns out I wasn't very good at science, so I actually fell in love with sociology, and I started to learn about the African diaspora, learning about other cultures and the history of different cultural groups, and that's what really got me attracted in the first place to learning about the African diaspora. And I stumbled upon Brazilian culture, and they celebrated their African roots, and that's what really got me attracted to it, and ever since then I haven't looked back.
When you say they celebrated their roots, what's the difference between other people and them? I mean, because I think that there's a lot of people out here that do celebrate their roots. So what inspired you? What difference did you see in them?
It's more of just an emphasis on the cultural heritage. In a lot of Brazilian songs, you can hear it in the lyrics. You can definitely see it in the instruments that are used, in the dance styles and dance forms. If you look at other places where the African diaspora was spread across, you might not see that as much. I know just in Mexico, our neighbors to the south, they I have not really seen a lot of expression of their African heritage. And so just kind of being in my little small group, I didn't really get that until I reached out to South America and really got to see how they celebrated it. And one time I went to Bahia, and I was just shopping, you know, just walking down the streets, and people were pulling me to the side and just telling me about the history of the place where I was, and the place where I was standing was built by the hands of slaves.
Really?
And they celebrated that, and so I thought that was very wonderful.
You know, you mentioned Mexico and the African roots. Not too many people know about this, and I've read so much about it, and it, even talking about it now, it hurts. Because what they've done is they put these people in a little location in the country. And they don't have much. And they can't go to many places. But they are from African roots. And they just, they can't go out there just like everybody else. That is so sad. So sad. A lot of times some of those people do not make it because they don't have a doctor in their town. They have to go and drive and travel a long way. And by that time, it's too late for them. And that is sad. So I'm sure that they would be happy to celebrate their roots.
And I think just knowing about the contributions of the African diaspora really can bring a sense of pride to any nation, to any culture. And so whether you are of African descent or not, I think it's still just a part of exploring other cultures, and that's what fascinates me, and I love it. And so I hope that I can share this with other people as well.
That is fantastic, and this is why we have this show, to share things, positive information, and who knows, somebody out there might need and might use this information to progress their own little world. I really appreciate you coming over and talking about it. So let's get back to your, I don't know, I am stuck in your schooling because you made such a drastic change, and at the same time, you made it, and you got your own dance company. It's not like you've made a drastic change and you're still not doing anything.
Yeah.
You are just going out there and doing it.
Yeah.
So when you were taking sociology, mm-hmm. you first started taking that, and then you moved to San Diego?
Yeah, so once I graduated from UC Davis, I moved back home. I lived in North County, North San Diego County, and I just looked up online, and Supersonic Samba School was the only Samba School in the area, and so I drove all the way down to San Diego just to be there so that I can continue on with learning Samba.
Wow, that is fantastic. And I'm sure that your mom was not too keen on that at the time, right?
I missed out on a lot of stuff because we practiced during Bible study and we practiced right after church, so I had to rush, leave church, and go down to San Diego. I had to miss a lot of stuff. My family's hanging out together on a Sunday afternoon, and I'm in San Diego, so I did miss a bit of stuff, but starting this company, it's really helped me to kind of realign the things again. I can spend time with my family, I can make my own hours, and I can still share my joy of Samba.
That's fantastic. Not only that, you're going to be teaching people some culture. You're giving them some culture. You also teach children and other people?
All ages.
You did say that Samba is for everyone.
Yes, that is my motto. Samba is for everyone. So regardless of your age, dance ability, my goal is to be able to teach anybody Samba.
Okay. Now, I don't have to ask about the children because their little bodies just go all over the place. But how do you teach an adult that does not know how to put the left to the right foot? Or a senior citizen that cannot move as fast? How would you do something like that?
The thing about Samba, there's so many different styles, and the steps, I am patient, I break down the steps, I tell you where to place your foot, where to place your hip, all those different things. And on top of that, it's there's these different styles. And so for men, my senior men, they really like the Malandro style, because it's really smooth, it's not too fast, and they can wear a really nice suit, and they just take their time and they have a good time. And then for my senior women, we have the Baiana style, and that's the women who are usually the matrons of the group. They wear all white, and their movements are very beautiful, very graceful. So yes, I'll teach everyone Samba, which is really fast-paced and actually quite challenging to start to learn. There is something for everyone to learn, and so that's why I say Samba is for everyone.
That's good. So you're saying that this could be a benefit. Have you noticed anybody see, fit for me is not being skinny or the most beautiful. Fit for me is if you get up and you don't have pain, if you can just run up and down the stairs or even walk fast. Everybody's fit body is not the same. So would this be, I would think, to me, when I took your class, I was sweating. I had a ball, but I was sweating. And that, what was it, like an hour or so, I got the greatest workout I've ever had. If I even went to the gym, I don't think I could have had that kind of workout.
Yeah.
So could you elaborate a little bit on that?
Sure. So the thing about samba, people are really into dance fitness right now because it really does take your mind away from, okay, I have to lift this, or I have to do this many push-ups, or I have to do this and that. With samba, you're listening to the music, and so you're really just having a good time. Because the movements are so new to a lot of people, they're more focused on trying to get the step right than to really think about how much they're sweating, how much they're breathing hard, because you're so focused on trying to get the
step
right.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. And you're burning a whole bunch of calories while you do it because samba is a full body workout.
Awesome. And you have a lot of people that you teach.
Yes. I have my core group of people, and I have a lot of seniors, and I'm looking to expand right now. I'm actually reaching out to some people because I would like to have a samba dance team. And they would be available for performances and also for competitions, different things like that.
Wow. I would love to join something like that, especially wearing those beautiful costumes
that
you wear.
Absolutely.
I saw you in a picture with the white suit.
Oh, yeah.
So that is, what is that dance again?
That is the Malandro style.
Malandro.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And what other styles of dances that you see?
I do one that's really fun, in addition to the basic samba step, is the Afro-Brazilian step. And this one people really like because it's very heavy on drums, and you can just really feel it and you have a good time. It's a lot of movements that are very similar to the African roots where they come from. And so it's a preservation of that African culture. And so a lot of people like to do those movements because you feel more free. It's a lot of releasing of tension, a lot of those things. And so Afro-Brazilian, I think, is one of my favorite ones because a lot of times you don't really need any choreography and you just go out there and you just express yourself.
So you feel the drum.
Exactly.
Oh, I love it. I love it. Now, do you think that that's close to the dance I showed you, the bumba, which is also African roots dance?
Oh, yes, absolutely. Even the outfits that they were wearing, the music that they were drumming and dancing to, all very similar. If you didn't know, like if you didn't see the guy wearing the Puerto Rican flag, you could actually see something extremely similar to that in Brazil. And so all these people have maintained their culture, their history, their heritage. And I know just being African-American here in the U.S., you don't really see that pride of culture.
Yeah, and you're right. There's not as much togetherness as it is in other countries.
Mm-hmm.
You're right. So tell me a little bit about other dances that you like and you'd like to teach.
Oh, sure. So I currently teach samba, and that is, you see more women like in carnival with a nice feather costume. That's samba no pay. I teach malandro. I teach it to both men and women, but it's more of a masculine style. And one that I am starting new right now is called frevo. It's not new in general, but it's new to me. And this one is really high energy. You dance with like a little mini umbrella. And this comes from northeastern Brazil, Pernambuco in Brazil. And it's very high energy. And it reminds me of a celebration in New Orleans, like during Carnival.
Oh.
Just like that high energy during some type of procession, whether it be a funeral or some other kind of celebration.
Yeah, I come from Puerto Rico, and they had those like that, and it was just so awesome to watch all those costumes and all those people just having a ball.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
Oh, my God. They would just spend weekends, Saturday, Sunday, Friday, too, and sometimes Monday, just partying. I love it.
Yeah.
I love it. Now, you mentioned some of your, like, malandro.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what that means in English?
Yes, it's actually a negative term. It's more of like a gangster. If you think about it's the image, if you remember Michael Jackson's Smooth Criminal, it's pretty much exactly that.
So that's why you dress them in a white suit.
Exactly.
Okay, I got it. How about Makulele?
Makulele is a really fun dance move to do, and this is normally done with different capoeira groups. And Makula let you wear like this grass skirt, and you have these two sticks. Now, we practice with two sticks, just like with the umbrella for frevo, but that's actually a representation of machete.
Oh.
So like a machete dance. And you're showing your strength, you're showing your skill, and you're kind of clicking them together, and you have a partner, and you hit the two sticks together. And so, again, this used to be something that was illegal because, again, it's that preparation for an uprising of the slaves.
Oh, that is so interesting. Wow. What other kinds of dances do you...
Well, capoeira, it's not necessarily a dance, but when people see it, they call it like a dance martial art. And I really like that one because it is a martial art, and it helps you. It's a really good full-body workout completely.
I like that.
Oh, yeah. there's a little bit of gymnastics in it, a lot of kicking, a lot of trickery. So you'll not see a move coming. There's a lot of benefits to it. There's music, so you'll learn a song in Portuguese. So you're singing in Portuguese, whether you speak the language or not. And a lot of the lyrics have to do with, again, just preserving that culture, that history. And also there's instruments. They have specific instruments just for capoeira, so you can learn how to play an instrument if you don't have anything, if you don't know how to play, if you don't know how to sing, you can clock along. So, again, capoeira is very inclusive of everyone, just like samba is for everyone.
That is really interesting. You talked about the trying to teach people the culture through the dance.
Yes.
How else do you want to teach them?
Trying to teach about a culture, to me, that's kind of been... on the forefront of my goals because I've been seeing a lot of dancers, there's a lot of wonderful samba dancers in the community, but there is this lack of connection as to why they're doing what they're doing. And so when you see samba dancers on TV, you see the feathers, you see their sparkly bikinis, you just want to do that. It's infectious, and you're like, oh, wow, I want to join them, I want to do that. But a lot of people I've noticed don't take the time to actually understand what all that stuff means and where it comes from. And so my goal is to teach not just with the dances, to learn the basics on the stuff, but to really teach what the movements represent, what they mean, why we do what we do, and also just explaining about the instruments, explaining about the culture, the celebration of Carnival, because it's not just a big party. It's really Brazilians coming together and being equal for that day. The rich and the poor are completely separated. There's a huge gap. They don't have a middle class like how we have a middle class. And so during Carnival, all that stuff fades away. Everyone is together. Everyone is united. So it's not just a party. It's really overcoming each other's differences and celebrating.
That's awesome. What else would you like to talk about?
I wanted to also mention I just started a GoFundMe. I am working on building a cultural center, or finding a cultural center, and we'll definitely be teaching samba and Brazilian culture there, but the goal is to make it a community center where we can learn about the African diaspora and the contributions that Africans have made throughout the world. So I will be teaching the Brazilian portion or anyone else who's an expert that can come in, but I am looking to have a facility where there's people of different walks of life where we can learn bomba, where we can learn cumbia, where we can learn all these different things that have that African diaspora influence.
Now, when you say you want to teach some culture, would there be some type of classes besides music?
Yes. There will be, in addition to dancing and music, just history, because a lot of times when you come to a dance class, you don't get a chance to really just sit down and listen to the information, and so that's something that I also want to do that would be unique to that cultural center.
That would be awesome. And would that be for just children or adults or everyone?
It's open to everyone.
So you would be looking for someone to teach that?
Absolutely.
Okay. And you are right now located?
So I teach in different places. I teach at the K. Santa Sara Senior Center in Menifee, and then I also teach at my gym at the Dan Henderson Athletic Fitness Center. And so if you go to my website, I have all the details there and all the information that people will need for those places. I am looking for another place, too, maybe in the Marietta area or just anywhere. I want to get a place outside in the park so that people can be drawn, they can hear the instruments, and they can kind of just join in and dance with us.
Do you have people that play the drums, or do you have that?
I do have one of my seniors who plays drums. And right now I'm trying to teach myself how to play some of the drums so that I can start to teach other people. And so hopefully once I raise enough money, I can buy some Brazilian instruments and we can have our own bateria group.
So what is bateria?
Bateria is just another word for drums. It is the term that they use in Portuguese. So when you hear bateria, it just means drums or the drum ensemble.
Now, we skip that part. Because you mentioned something about you and bateria.
Yes.
So please, give me some information on that.
So sure. So when I graduated from grad school, I was able to focus more on samba dancing, and I was selected in 2012 as the Reina da Bateria of my samba school at that time, and that translates to Queen of the Drums. And what that is a position that's held in high regard. And it's usually given to a samba dancer that has been able to excel in a number of different things. One of those main things is knowing how to samba. You have to be one of the strongest dancers. Also, just having poise, representing the samba school well. A lot of times, they would lead the parades and just have the high energy. And the purpose of that queen, she's to inspire the bateria. So in Brazil, there's hundreds and hundreds of drummers, and this one queen is to inspire them, so it's a huge position to take on. And here in the U.S., it's kind of a little bit different, but we try to maintain that same culture where it's this highly regarded position, and it's to inspire the drummers and to inspire the people to sing along to the school song and just kind of keep the energy going. It's like a beautiful hype man.
So that's what it is. Like, you know, what's my next question? When you say inspired,
yes.
It's hype.
Yes.
Oh, awesome. Okay. Now, you were the Reina, the Bateria, the Queen of the Drums.
Mm-hmm.
And you said that was for the school you were going to?
For the samba school that I was going to, Supersonic Samba School.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Supersonic.
Yes.
Okay. And how long were you doing that?
It's just a one-year position. And so during that 1 year, if there is a parade, if there is any kind of event happening, then the queen would lead that. So I was able to do the Mardi Gras, the gas lamp, that year. And I also did the San Francisco Carnival Parade, which was a huge feat. It was freezing, and I was the only one wearing that little bikini and holding the flag at the same time.
Oh, wow. Now, the Mardi Gras, you said it was in San Diego, in the gas lamp.
Correct.
But that's what gas lamp is in San Diego.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, a lot of people might not know.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Okay, what else would you like to elaborate on?
Let's see. So I just wanted to express, I know that there's some people who are looking for alternative fitness, and samba is a full body workout. You're moving your arms, you're moving your feet, you're moving your shoulders, you're moving everything. And I think that it's a wonderful alternative for those who just want to try something different. If you've been exercising for a really long time and you just want to find a new way to do things, samba is unique enough for people to learn that. If people are kind of feeling overwhelmed by the gym and they just kind of want a small little place where they can just go and have a good time, samba is also good for them as well because it's about community and it's about just having a good time dancing. You can bring your friends along, you can bring your family along, and just enjoy yourself. For me, I saw samba for the very first time in 2006, and I weighed maybe about 210 pounds at that time. And you're looking at these other women, and they're wearing these bikinis. And I said, I'm going to do that. You know, when I grow up, I'm going to do that. So it's really helped me, and I started it. I've lost a lot of weight, about 35 pounds doing that. And just trying to stick with it, and it's just really fun, and it's a really good alternative exercise and very high impact if you want it to be.
And it must give you a lot of joy to teach people
mm-hmm.
and give them something positive.
Absolutely.
Because I know when I left that class, I was feeling good.
Absolutely. And that's really what Samba is, that feeling that you get when everyone is together in unison and they just have these really good vibes. That's called Axé in Brazil. It's spelled A-X-E, so you'll see that a lot. A lot of Brazilians might say that. And it's just that positive vibe. It's this feeling that you get, this positive spirit that flows through you. And it just kind of makes you happy. It gives you joy. It makes you feel like there's a sense of unity there. And I try to reach that all the time in my classes and for performances.
You know, and I understand that because that's how I felt the first day I went to your class. Mm-hmm. And that was the first time.
Yeah.
And I could not believe all the people that were just so friendly.
Yeah.
And it didn't matter where you come from or who you were.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody was together.
Mm-hmm.
I liked it.
Exactly.
That was really good.
And that's what I really want to share with other people and with my community is that togetherness and that happiness and that joy. Because a lot of times we're running around our 9-to-5s, trying to make money, trying to do all these different things, and we need to take some time for ourselves.
Yeah, sometimes we forget to learn how to enjoy life.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of the places you can just slow down. Well, not really slow down because you're still going to be dancing. But
yeah.
You can just forget about everything for just at least 1 hour and just enjoy yourself.
Absolutely.
I like that. From the things that you've told me,
mm-hmm.
I consider you a very good teacher.
Thank you.
Only for the reason that you not only teach, but you study
mm-hmm.
and you practice what you say and what you do. And this is not comparing you to anything because really this is off the wall. But if I go to a hairdresser,
mm-hmm.
I want that hairdresser to be going to school to continue her education.
Absolutely.
Because you can go somewhere and say, "Yeah, give me a haircut." Yeah, anybody can cut your hair.
Mm-hmm.
But someone that continues your education will take good care of your hair.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm very particular in that. And you, comparing you to some of my best hairdressers, you continue your education. And you teach, and the way you teach, that's your passion.
Yes, absolutely.
And you want to give that passion to other people.
Absolutely.
And not only do you teach to everybody,
mm-hmm.
not just to one person,
mm-hmm.
anybody and everybody.
Yes.
And if you have any problems, you can always contact her. She's very reachable. She has her business cards in the front. So you can contact her anytime you want. And by saying that, could you let the audience know what is your website?
Sure. So I can be reached. I wrote down so I wouldn't mess it up. My email is brazildanceco@gmail.com. That's BrazilDanceCo. So BrazilDanceCo@gmail.com. It's also the same name for my website. It's BrazilDanceCo.org. And then I'm also on Facebook under Brazilian Dance Company. And then also just for some fun pictures, things like that, I have an Instagram account under the same name. I can also be reached by Google Voice. The number is 951-399-2933. And so if you want to learn Samba, also we're a performance company, so if you have an event that's coming up, birthdays, quinceañeras, sweet 16, weddings, anniversaries, anything like that, we're also available to hire.
That is awesome. The reason I asked her this, just in case we missed it at the end, we have it now.
Yeah.
But we will miss it. I also wanted to ask you, how far have you gone? Have you been to just? Are you close to getting your community?
I'm still working on it. I just started a GoFundMe account to try to start to raise funds for building a community center, a cultural center. So this is, I'm at ground zero, so it's going to take a while to get there, and but that's okay. So in the meantime, I'll just be teaching and just trying to do some fundraisers here and there to fully be able to find a facility, whether it's to rent or to own.
Mm-hmm. That's fantastic. Anything else you would like to elaborate on?
Let me see here. I just want to encourage everyone to come check it out. No need to be shy. What I did for the first time when I did Samba is I made my friend come with me. She had zero desire to learn how to dance, but I made her come with me anyway. So if you just want to bring a family member or friend with you just to get you there, to get you comfortable, then we'll take over for the rest of it.
That's really nice. Mm-hmm. The reason I brought you here and I have you here, mm-hmm. it's because I want to bring positive information to the show.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of women out there that don't know who they are,
mm-hmm.
either because of their culture or how they've been raised.
Mm-hmm.
You've been very lucky as a female to be able to have education
mm-hmm.
in your background, to have help aid to get educated. But there's a lot of women out there, young and old.
Mm-hmm.
The young ones don't really have too many people to talk to
mm-hmm.
or someone to guide them. Mm-hmm. And the older women, that's even worse. Because in the past era, women were not supposed to learn anything.
Mm-hmm.
Just stay home, take care of whatever you have to do at home,
mm-hmm.
and that's it.
Mm-hmm.
But nobody realized that some of these women have to go out there and work
mm-hmm.
for money. So when they went out there, they didn't know what to do. So you coming in here, I'm sure there's got to be someone that you're reaching out to.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
You can be a painter, you can be a photographer, you can be a cook, and still you can start a business that way.
Mm-hmm.
You can do anything you want.
Yes, I definitely have my group of people that I can go to for help because I tell people God told me to start this company, so I always turn to Him when I'm lost. I have my friend Joyce who encouraged me, and my mom, she's been very adamant that I did get my education, and if it wasn't for her, I wouldn't have gone to UC Davis where I saw my first Samba event. So all these things, they came together. And one of the things that I really like about just Brazilian culture is a lot of the stuff that was happening used to be illegal. So the history of Samba, it wasn't just all beautiful celebration. It actually was something that people looked down on, and it was a sign of revolution. And so Samba, it didn't always have like this beautiful, positive history. And that, Capoeira, you have all these people who are preparing for an uprising, and these are people who are being oppressed. And so for them to be able to turn that oppression, to turn all that negativity into something beautiful and positive, it really resonates with me, and I hope that it does for other people as well. And when you think about all the women in our culture, I know one of the things that really inspired me to dance Samba and to have my own company is this idea of what you should look like for dancing Samba. And yes, the women do wear thong bikinis. It is very small clothing. However, it's more for women this celebration of their body. It's a celebration of who you are. It's not just about trying to be pretty. It's understanding that you already are beautiful and that you're just now sharing what you have inside with other people. And for men, I really like working with men, especially in the Malandro style, because it's really fun to do. but it's a really good way to just kind of show your creativity, your flirting style. In Brazil, the men are known for flirting, and it doesn't necessarily mean anything, but it's just that fun time that they have. And so that's why I really like Malandro, because it's very smooth. There's some trickery in there, and for kids, it's just a really great workout for kids. They're being immersed in a new culture. They're learning the language. They're learning how to play instruments. Now, I grew up playing instruments and music, and it's really helped me. And so for me, it helps your brain. It helps you to learn a new language. I think that studies have shown that playing music does help with improving grades and things like that.
Music helps for everything. It's a gift that a lot of us don't appreciate.
Mm-hmm.
I've read a lot of books on Alzheimer's, and one of the things that dementia and Alzheimer's patients need is music.
Mm-hmm.
I've read a lot. The mind expands and gets better. People start talking. They start thinking. They become happy. And when you're happy, your mind doesn't, it thinks better. Your mind works better. It's just so awesome with the music.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a proven fact. And it's so easy that people can't believe it, so they don't use it. But this is an easy medication
mm-hmm.
for these poor people that cannot. Some of them have dementia. Some of them have Alzheimer's. Some of them don't even talk because they've given up in life.
Mm-hmm.
But if you go to some of these nursing homes, that's one of the things they have, music.
Mm-hmm.
And music is the best thing for anybody.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm glad you got in a really good field with music. That is awesome.
Yeah.
You have no idea how many people you're helping.
Thank you.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and I see my seniors, and a lot of them, they've been dancing and playing music, and you can just see the joy on their face, and they're really with it, and they're very excited, and they feel like they have purpose. And I feel like in our society here, we're kind of pushing our elderly off to the side as if they're no longer important. But they are the keepers of our history. And, again, I love Brazilian culture because they celebrate that. The baianas, they're the women who maintain that culture, that do the storytelling. And you can see the traditions that they have in their dress, in their way of life, and all those different things.
That's interesting. Wow. I wanted to ask you, you call yourself Jabuticaba.
Jabuticaba.
Oh, I said it right.
That is my my capoeira name. In capoeira, once you've reached a certain level, you can earn your first belt during a baptism, a batizado. So during that time, you are baptized. Almost literally, you have to fight or play the other mestres, or the people who are at a higher level. And the goal is pretty much to get you on the ground. So once you hit the ground, you are officially baptized. And so the mestre, the teacher, he'll give you a nickname. And that nickname usually has to do something with what you look like, your style, something funny, humorous, anything like that. So I got jabuticaba, which is a Brazilian fruit that grows on the trunk of a tree instead of on the leaves. So it's unique. And so that's one of the things that stood out. I was also probably the only African-American at that time taking capoeira, so because of the dark color of the jabuticaba, I also got that name as well.
That's a good one. Okay.
Yeah. So, yeah, and it's very delicious. I've tried it.
Now, when you said baptism, it has nothing to do with water, right?
No, just with your face in the ground.
Oh, my God. So it's like a fight and a dance?
Exactly. But they call it a game. So when you hear them, they'll say they play capoeira. So it's considered a game, even though it could be used as a martial art. So you can use it as a deadly weapon. At the same time, you can use it just for your own health.
So capoeira is not a dance, but more of
a martial art.
A martial art
mm-hmm.
exercise.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What else would you like to talk about?
that's it. I just want to encourage everyone again to go to my website. You can check me out on Facebook. If you are interested in hiring our group for any shows, any events, or if you just want to come and join and learn how to dance samba, be a part of my dance group, all are welcome. I just ask that you have a positive spirit and a willingness to learn. And I have my information online where you could check out my website at BrazilDanceCo.org.
That is awesome. Again, I have to say that I admire the stuff that you're doing.
Thank you.
Because you're not you're inviting everyone. You're not only taking young people, you're not taking a certain type of group of people. You are inviting everybody. And this means anybody that wants to learn,
mm-hmm.
or they want to have they want to exercise without having to look at the time. Because once you start dancing, you just forget about the time. All of a sudden she starts and you go, oh, it's over already.
Exactly.
So it is so awesome. I am glad to have you here.
Thank you.
Let's see. We still have some more time.
Okay. I just want to share, again, just really drive home the emphasis of the image. I know samba is, it's a very complex thing. It's very complex to learn how to do. And I know a lot of times people get intimidated by it because it's really fast footwork and it's a lot of stuff going on that you have to kind of keep, you know, paying attention to everything. But samba, the reason why it's so complex is because it's actually, you're giving yourself, your brain, a chance to adjust to the new movements that are happening and also for the changing of your muscles. Because a lot of the movements that we do, we're not necessarily used to because we don't move like Brazilians do. In different cultures, they move a certain way. And so with samba, you know, you can be learning the steps for a while, but you don't feel like you're really doing it. It's because your muscles have to change. Your brain has to adjust. So that's another reason why I love it, is because your muscles are changing. Your mind is still growing. You're using that mind. And I think that's what keeps people young as well, especially my seniors, because they're trying something new and their brain is really working hard to try to adjust. And so it's actually very helpful and very benefit.
That's really, you know, I never thought about that, but that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
You have to regroup and rearrange your thoughts,
mm-hmm.
in order to put certain steps or certain foot on the other one with an arm up and one arm down.
Yeah.
Who knows? That's what you have to do. And
yeah.
I think that's what helps.
Mm-hmm.
It makes the whole dance. It's an awesome thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, so I really enjoy doing it, and I just really hope that I can get more people involved, of all places, to start teaching about Brazilian culture. I live in Menifee, so it's not very diverse just yet. I haven't seen too much cultural diversity events and things like that, so I'm really hoping that I get to be one of the people who start to bring that here. And so I hope that other people will join in and participate and celebrate different cultures.
That is awesome. That's good. Do you have any shows that you're planning to be in? Or?
Yes. There is an event that's coming up. There's a couple of events. One of the biggest events that we're having is the Brazilian Independence Day, and that's going to be in San Diego on Sunday, September 13th. The time, it goes from like 11 to 7 p.m. I recommend getting there as early as you can and just plan to spend the whole day there, because it's hours of celebration. There's a lot of stage shows. There's two stages. There's food. There's different vendors. There's all kinds of stuff, and it's absolutely free. And it's open to the public, and it's in Pacific Beach, and it's just right off of Garnett Street. So they, when you get close to the beach, they close down Garnett, and you just walk through there, and there's so many things going on. and then we end the whole event with a big parade like they do in Brazil during Carnival, and a stage show.
And when is this happening?
This is Sunday, September 13th in San Diego in Pacific Beach. And that's Brazilian Day or Brazilian Independence Day, San Diego.
Will you have that in your meetup group?
Absolutely. Okay. Absolutely. That will go up this evening.
Okay. And what's your meetup group?
The meetup group is also called Brazilian Dance Company. So if you go to meetup in the Temecula area, just type in Brazil Dance Company or Brazilian Dance Company, and you'll see us there, and please join us.
Now, when you say Brazil Dance Company, it's company, not co, because some places you have co.
Yes. So if you type it in, it'll still pull it up either way. I do the abbreviation just as if it's needed. But, yeah, if you type it in the full word company or just CO, then you should still do the same thing.
Awesome. That's fantastic. And you said there's another one?
Yes. And so I'm hesitating on that one because it's a samba competition. And I am going to be competing in the USA Jaina de Bateria competition.
Wow.
So it is in Arizona, and it's October 3rd, which is a Saturday, and that's in Phoenix, Arizona, at the press room, I believe. I'll also have that information on my website. But there is going to be a lot of really wonderful dancers. There's going to be Samba Queens there, and then also the Samba King. So now it's going to be a co-ed competition.
Oh, my God. Yeah, and when you say co-ed competition, that doesn't mean you're still going to have a king and a queen.
Exactly.
Oh, okay.
So we'll have people competing for the Samba Queen title and then also men competing for the king title.
Wow. Mm-hmm. And you feel good about that?
Nervous and excited because I finally just decided right now, this moment, that I will do it. So I'm excited, and so I need everyone's support to come out if you can.
Yes, everybody hear that. And go to her meetup so you can put that in your calendar.
Yes.
That would be awesome. Now, if you, let's say that you've already won it. You've got that queen.
Okay.
Now, is that going to be, does that last for a year or does it?
It does last for a year. So this is the second annual one that they've done. Last year, the person who won, Gisela Ferreira, she's in L.A., she actually launched her DVD. So she has a Samba DVD, and she's been touring around and teaching Samba classes.
Oh, my gosh. So that's what you get when you become the queen.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's something that she decided to do with her business. But as the Samba Queen USA, you do win a beautiful costume put together by Corey Thomas and her dance group. She has some people who work with her on that. They're beautiful costumes. And this year, I'm not quite sure what the men will get, but I'm excited to see what they're going to do for them. And there's also group competition as well, and they get something really cool.
Oh, that's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
The group, is that with children or adults, all adults? Or?
I believe it's just with adults because it's at the press room in Phoenix, Arizona, so I don't know if that's 21 and up, but I haven't seen any kids there yet.
Okay. I always think about little kids.
Yeah, because I will do something for
little
kids. Well, for the Brazilian dance, or the Brazilian Day, San Diego, September 13th, that is open to everyone. It's family friendly, and it's free. So I definitely encourage kids to come out to that so they can see the parade and see the stage shows.
I encourage everybody to go.
Mm-hmm.
I would love to go. And you never know, I might see you there.
Yes, absolutely.
That is awesome. Mm-hmm. Any other events that you maybe might want to go to?
Right now, those two are on my radar. I'm just trying to find some gigs right now. I know we're kind of going back into the school season, but also there's a lot of weddings that happen around this time. So we are available for hire for that, for weddings and for anniversaries. But once the fall season really gears up, we're going to be preparing for Carnival season in February. And that's the largest celebration. So once Brazilian Day is done in September, then it's all focused on Carnival.
And where is that at?
They have events all over the San Diego County area. And so it just depends on where you want to go. They have something in Ensenada, and so it's just all over the world.
Oh, my gosh, when I think about all those carnivals and the, and it being Brazilian, I just think about all the food.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it must be great food.
Oh, yeah. They have very good food. And so I'm not sure where Brazilian Dance Company will be because there's so many different events to choose from. But I'll be around, and I'll have all the information posted on my website.
That is fantastic. And this is Courtney Carter. We're talking about her company, Brazilian Dance Company, which is going up and up, and it's she's succeeding because this is what she wants. This is her passion. She sleeps, drinks, and meets Brazilian dance.
Oh, yeah.
Anything else that you would like to say to the listeners?
I just want to encourage everyone, whatever your passions are, really just stay focused, stay motivated, because even right now, you know, I'm starting something from scratch, and it has its challenges, but if you have a purpose, if you have a message that you want to share, it's important that you stay focused on that goal and that you really just push yourself, work hard, tap into your support network when you need to, but just really stay focused.
Now, you say you stay focused. You said that a couple of times.
Mm-hmm.
How do you stay focused?
Through prayer, mainly. I definitely get a lot of advice from my friend, Joyce, who encouraged me to start the company. I definitely tap into her knowledge and her resources. But mainly, besides her and God, that's about it. Just praying on it and just trying to be goal-driven. And I think I got those goal-driven abilities from my mom, just really being focused on something and just trying to achieve that goal. Once I find something that I feel is important to me, I try my best to really give it my all.
Okay, so you get some of it from your mom,
mm-hmm.
and some from your friend.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That is fantastic. That is fantastic.
Yeah.
That is good. I'm glad for you. And, you know, you're so young. I love to see young people becoming successful.
Mm-hmm.
And you already have your own company. That is fantastic.
Yeah, so hopefully by the end of this year, I might have two, because when I graduated from grad school, I graduated for counseling psychology. So I'm also working on getting my marriage and family therapy license as well.
Really?
So we'll see if I can blend the two in.
You know what? And I was just going to say that, how, you know, counseling, psychology, that fits into so much. That, with psychology education,
mm-hmm.
you know how to communicate with people. You can see how you can be there, how you can help them.
Mm-hmm.
And you can see that more often than other people that don't know anything about psychology.
Mm-hmm. And one of the things that I pride myself on is my ability to teach. It really has to do with a lot of patience, because, you know, being in the mental health field, you have to be patient with people who don't see things the way that you see them, and you're slowly trying to get them there. So when you translate that into Samba, and you have people struggling with the movements, you have people struggling with accounts, the music, things like that, I have the ability to work with that person on their level and to help to get them to catch up to the rest of the group. So even if I had to do private sessions just with them, that's okay, as long as they feel like they were able to accomplish it.
That's fantastic, and that's what psychology does.
Mm-hmm.
That is fantastic. I love psychology.
Mm-hmm. Very interesting.
And to work with the mind, that is amazing. that just intrigues me. Yeah, I used to, when I was at my younger days, that's all I used to read, things about the mind, how the brain works. It's just
mm-hmm.
so complex, but it's so small, and yet it's so full. It's, okay, I got it. It's
mm-hmm.
the world in your own world.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I call this company, my radio show, Progress in Your World.
Mm-hmm.
Because we can talk about our world, but there's somebody across somewhere, anywhere. Everybody has their own little world
mm-hmm.
in their head. And I look at, sometimes I see people walking around, and I just look at them and think, what kind of world is that person in?
Mm-hmm.
And she does that person doesn't have to be talking, doesn't have to be doing anything, but they're in their own little world.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it could be good world, and it could be a sad one, it could be a bad one.
Mm-hmm.
And with you having a psychology background and the dance moves, girl, you had it all.
Yeah.
You can help anybody.
Yeah.
That is awesome.
Thank you. That's like one of my passions. Teaching, I love mental health. But really just teaching, being able to teach everything that I've learned is something that I've been doing for a very long time when I was a little kid, and I thought I wanted to be a veterinarian. I would watch all the Animal Planet radio or TV stations and all those different things, and I would share all that information with everyone, drive my family crazy about my animal facts. And so I've been love teaching ever since I was young, and so with Samba, it's just, again, another thing that I'm passionate about, and then I want to teach that and share that with everyone.
So you are an animal person. You like animals?
I like animals. Sorry, I do not like spiders. But other than that, I like most animals.
That's good.
Yeah.
That is awesome. And, you know, I've seen dogs dance. I don't know if you've seen those on the video.
Yes, I have.
And that might be something in the future for you.
Yeah. We'll see if I can get my dog to dance.
That's great. Well, we still have some time. If you want to say anything else.
I just wanted to remind everyone where I can be reached. My website, you can check out my website at www.brazildanceco.org. Make sure it's O-R-G because I always forget. And then also you can send me an email if you want more information. If you don't live in this area and you are looking for a place to learn Samba, I can look up some resources for you. You can just send me an email at brazildanceco@gmail.com. If you are interested in joining the group, I recommend that you go to my website and there's a contact page and just give me your information and submit that and I'll contact you as soon as possible. I can also be seen on Facebook, so if you want to just kind of check out to see what we do, I have a fan page, Brazilian Dance Company, on Facebook, and then also some pictures on Instagram. And if you want to give me a call, you can give me a call at my Google Voice number, which is 951-399-2933. And my motto is Samba is for everyone, so don't let anything hold you back. If you want to learn, then come on out.
Now, you mentioned a couple of sites there.
Mm-hmm.
If someone wants to look for you on Facebook or mm-hmm. anywhere else, do you have, could they reach you by your name or the Dance Co. or
yes.
Dance Company? Or
if you type in Brazilian Dance Co. or Brazilian Dance Company, it should pull me right on it.
Okay, but not by your name. It's mainly
it's
just
the under Brazilian stuff. Mm-hmm.
Okay, everybody on Facebook.
Yes.
That is fantastic. I really like that. I was going to ask you now that you mentioned that if someone cannot get to you
mm-hmm.
or they can't go to your classes,
mm-hmm.
that you can refer them to someone else.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. Now, that also brought another question. Have you ever thought about having videos, teaching videos?
Yes, that might be something that I'll do in the future. Right now, I just want to focus on getting established. And I definitely, because I love to teach, that will definitely be something that I plan on doing. And I know right now the first winner of the USA Samba Queen competition, she has a video out, Samba Basics. And I have also been training under Jazz Baptiste. She's a wonderful dancer, and she's traveling around the U.S., and she's teaching Samba before she goes back to Brazil. And I've been trying to encourage her to come up with a DVD as well, because she has a Samba Queens and Kings Academy. And so she goes to major towns, Atlanta, Oakland, San Diego. Mm-hmm. So she goes to all these different places, and it's a 3-day workshop, and she's amazing.
Wow. Mm-hmm. If you say she's amazing, she's got to be, because
when I
see you move, I go, oh, boy.
Oh, yeah.
I can't do that.
She's the real deal, and I'm very grateful for her because she also has that same passion for really understanding the roots and the history behind doing what we do. And so if you're already a samba dancer, then you should definitely be taking her classes because she's really going to give us a strong foundation.
But does she also take new people and people
Absolutely.
That don't know anything about dancing?
So during her samba intensive that she does, there is a day for beginners only as well. So she's all about training those who are advanced in professional level, and she's also willing to train beginners.
That is fantastic. Everybody, come and join us. Join us and learn how to do the dance and get fit.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's to lose weight or just feel good inside, just come home. Call. Contact Courtney and see what we can do. Okay, Courtney, is there anything else that you would like to mention?
I just wanted to thank you for the opportunity to allow me to come and share this. It's really something that I'm passionate about, so I really appreciate that I have a chance to do that. And I just really hope that people do come out, and especially people who are trying to find something new to do or just something entertaining, or if you just want to hire us for a show, like if you want to have a unique show as well, we also do performances.
If you have a quinceañera, if you have a birthday party, bachelorette party, who knows, whatever party you want some dancers, call Courtney, the Brazilian Dance Company.
Even if you want to be the dancer in your own show, I also provide choreography. I teach some skills, and I teach all these different things so that you can star in your own show.
Awesome. Wow, I never thought about that. That is a fantastic idea. Wow.
Yeah.
Now, ladies and men, listen to this. She will go and teach you. That is fantastic. Anything else that you would like to bring up?
I think that's all I had. Oh, I want to give the GoFundMe website. It's kind of a long number, so I'll read it out. But this will also be on my website. So if you're not at a pen or a place where you can write this down, if you log on to my website this evening, I'll have this information on there. So the GoFundMe is a fundraiser that I'm doing to put together a cultural center that represents the African diaspora and the impact that the culture has made throughout the world, and that would be through music, dance, performance, all those things. So if you go to GoFundMe.com/3B G as in great, B as in boy, 4MAC. That's 4MAC. So if you're able to do that, go to GoFundMe, and I will have this information on my website as well if you want to take a look at that. And I really appreciate all the support that I can get. Anyone who is available to help out in any way would be greatly appreciated.
That's fantastic. Well, I think we've come to the end because we've talked about how you can do where you're at now and some of the struggles that you've had.
Mm-hmm.
Did we talk about your background?
Yes, a little bit. I grew up in Oceanside mainly, and I was a military brat, but I didn't have to move around. So I really was able to kind of stay stationary growing up, but a lot of my friends moved around. So later on, though, I've always had a passion for traveling. So I've been to many different countries. I've been to Brazil, I think, 3 times now. So I've been able to experience Carnival. I've been able to experience their New Year's celebration. And I've been to many countries in Europe, Jamaica, all these different places. So I love traveling. I love culture. I love trying new foods. All that has translated into me wanting to share about this Brazilian culture.
That is good. Now, what is one of your songs that you like the best on samba?
It's actually a new song that I just heard. It's called Batucada, Por Favor. So please, Batucada. And it's an 8.5-minute song. And so my goal is to train myself to be able to dance through the whole thing. So it starts off slow, and it just gets faster and faster and faster and faster until your heart and your lungs give out.
So that means after the 8 minutes, you're done with the workout.
Yes, exactly. So I'll be teaching 8-minute workouts pretty soon, and that's all we're going to do.
So instead of having 30 minutes to an hour, it'll be 8 minutes.
Exactly.
Oh, my gosh, I don't know if I can keep that up. But I would love to keep it up because we all need exercise.
Yeah.
That is awesome. Well, you've been listening to Progress in Your World, and my focus for this radio show is to bring positive educational information, information that the mainstream media does not show, and the intent to bring produce progress to my listeners. You can talk about who you are, where you're from, what are your struggles. And a lot of people out there have the same struggles. A lot of people out there don't know who they are. But by bringing positive information to your ears, we'll help you. Again, this is Progress in the World, in your world. I do co-host for Progress in the World for Walter Davis. He has holistic information. He has justice information, all kinds of different radio shows, which are very educational. Also helps people. So if you're interested in the holistic or anything, listen to our shows. Again, Courtney, thank you so much for coming. We do these shows for free, and we do accept contributions, and the way you can do that is by contacting us and using some of our services. We do sell and import urban boots, western boots. We do e-marketing. We teach social media. We also do we do many other ones. So anyway, please give us a call. Contact us. This is Nilsa from Progress in Your World. And I want to thank Courtney again for coming and sharing all this information, which is positive for us as listeners, women and men. Thank you so much. And you have a good, fantastic day. Thank you. Bye.